Good afternoon, man. It's a privilege to be able to speak with you guys today, especially when the message is what God's been working on me in my study time. My prayer for us today is that we'll be able to leave here encouraged by God's Word, and that some portion of this talk we can apply to our walk. James 1:22. But be doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Man, I chose to start with this scripture so that we can check ourselves right out of the gate. It does us no good to deceive ourselves, not to mention our family, our friends, and those watching how we live our lives. Do we realize that people are watching? Some are waiting for us to mess up. Others to see if we're authentic, how we handle trials, how we treat others, and even by what we post on social media. I was reminded by our sermon on Sunday, which challenged us to call sin what it is. Sin. Don't try and rename it so it sounds less disgusting. Name it and confess it. Let the Holy Spirit convict us. Tell someone close to us that can hold us accountable. By a show of hands, how many of us have a guy in our lives that we can share anything with and we'll get good biblical advice from? Look around, guys. If you don't have your hands up, I challenge you today to walk up to one of these guys and ask them how that relationship's impacted their walk. We are men and our pride gets in the way. Another valuable lesson that I've learned about sin is to stop hiding it. The enemy doesn't have the power to hold it over us anymore if we stop hiding it. You know, you won't hear that little voice that's telling you you can't do something because if they find out about your sin, what will they think of you? That's what paralyzes us. That's what keeps us from serving God. Don't let the enemy win. Name your sin, confess your sin, and tell someone about it. Experience the freedom. Go ahead and write Psalm 139 on your handout. And while you're doing that, I'm going to read verse 23 to you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. May this be our prayer, and I'm going to take a minute right now with that uncomfortable silence and ask God to search every one of our hearts. Go ahead. All right, men. We have to get in the habit of doing that. It's not easy because it exposes us and it makes us vulnerable. But it's in those times that God wants to work in us. In our weakness, He is strong. I share that with all you guys today because that's how God deals with me in my study. I have to get right with Him before I can move on growing in Him. Now let's get to the talk. If you looked at your handout today, you might be wondering if you're even in the right room. The talk is titled, Let's Be Beautiful. Doesn't sound very manly, does it? We are men. We are rough. We are tough. And we are handsome, not beautiful. The last thing we want to be called is beautiful. I pray that after we hear this talk, that we'll have a different view than our worldly, pre-programmed macho facade. I admit, I wasn't sure where God was going with this talk either. The Holy Spirit laid this song in my heart a few weeks before even starting the semester. I knew it captured the message He wanted for me to share, but I didn't know how I'd have enough time to properly teach this. I had a piece that would come together because I was trusting in Him. And as it began to get closer to my time to speak, I began to get a little nervous. I said, Lord, I'm petitioning You for a bigger picture here. I wasn't able to hear Pastor Randy's talk to kick off the semester. So when I finally had a chance to listen to it online, it all became clear. I was blown away at the confirmation I received that night. It directly answered the question that I was looking for of how this teaching could take place and not be too long. How many of you were here or listened to Pastor Randy's talk online about Masterpiece? If you haven't had a chance, guys, get out there and listen to it. How many felt like you needed a mind diaper after He unpacked some of those theological truths? Caused us to think, didn't it? There's no way I can do justice and attempt to try up his whole talk in a few sentences. But hopefully through this talk, you'll find a consistent thread that will support it. Randy shared with us the beauty of God's intent of marriage in the union of one man and one woman in holy matrimony, and how that image is the representation of men being the bride of Christ and he being the groom. If you also remember, Randy gave us some vivid illustrations of how the man and the woman become one flesh, and how beautiful that is in light of God's intentional design. So what does beautiful look like? I'm going to try and help us paint a picture of something that's beautiful. Because I know as men, we associate things with visuals. And sometimes those visuals are what lead us down a wrong path. So I've prayed specifically for this time that we'd be pure in thought. I'm going to ask you guys to close your eyes here in just a minute. But first, how many of us are married in this room? A good majority of us. So for those of you who haven't been married, picture yourself at a wedding, or maybe even a wedding that you've seen on TV. You're going to need that thought. In a room this size, I also know that there are men in here that are no longer married, and it may be a sore subject, and today might be the sorest of moments. So my prayer for you is, I pray that you are able to put that wall down and listen to this for this teaching. All right, man, it's going to be a little uncomfortable, but I need everybody to close their eyes. Eyes are closed. Picture yourself as a groom standing in the front of the room where the aisle ends at your feet. All your family and your friends are in the pews waiting for that certain song to be played, and they will all rise to their feet and look to the back of the room. And what's everyone looking for? To see the bride walk through those doors. This is traditionally a very special moment, especially if the groom has not seen his bride-to-be before the ceremony. The doors open, and there she is. There is something amazingly beautiful about that moment. Can everyone picture it? How many of us teared up at the sight of our bride-to-be? Now hold that beautiful image in your head and listen as I transform that image into our teaching today. With your eyes still closed, I want to rearrange the room where you were just standing as the groom. Imagine that you are no longer there, but it is Christ that has taken your place as the groom. You are now the one in the back of the room who is walking through the doors and who is anxiously excited to marry the one, who will provide all your needs. Again, Randy's teaching from a few weeks ago taught us that, biblically speaking, we are the bride of Christ and He is our groom. I'm about to ask you to open your eyes in a second. But I want you to keep that picture, that perspective in your mind's eye as you listen to this. Go ahead and open your eyes, guys.
One, two, three, four. Everybody waits for the moment the bride comes out. Open up the doors and watch her walk down the aisle. Is she loving? Is she shining? Is she looking at the one she loves? Let's be beautiful with love so radical, full of compassion. Oh, what would happen if we were full from grace that overflows, love into action. Oh, what would happen if we were beautiful? We're beautiful. Oh, 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 oh. We could be the body of the invisible God, shining like a light in the places where hope was lost. Are we courageous? Are we fearless? Are we following the love we love? Love can change us, that frees us to hope and to trust. Let's be beautiful with love so radical, full of compassion. Oh, what would happen if we were powerful with love that overflows? Love into action. Oh, what would happen if we were beautiful? We're beautiful. Oh, there. Revolution has begun. And oh, there. Revolution is His love. So come on. Leave our fears here at the door. So come on, we're invited to more. Let's be beautiful, love so radical. Let us be, let's be beautiful, let's be beautiful, with love so radical, flowing from passion. Oh, what would happen if we were powerful, from grace that overflows? Love into action. Oh, what would happen if we were beautiful? We were beautiful. Let us be. Oh, come on, come on. Let's be beautiful.
Kenzie. I love you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for your appreciation. I know that spurs them on in their faith. When I asked them to do this, they looked at me and said, "Do what? In front of who? And how many?" And I did. I just shared with them. I said, "Guys, you have no idea the impact that your gift sharing with them might have on somebody else." They realize they didn't do that for themselves. They did that for God, and then God will use it in somebody. And I just pray that it touched someone like it did me. It's okay if we didn't grasp the whole full meaning of the song, because this last bit of the talk is what I want to do. I want to unpack that talk. I want to unpack that song. But before we do that, I want to give you a little background on who the artist is. "Let's Be Beautiful" was written by the worship artist Tim Timmons. I was introduced to him through him leading worship at the Act Like Men conference this past fall. "Let's Be Beautiful" is not only the name of the song and the album, but it's also the name of the second stage of a project in Tim's life. See, Tim has an incurable cancer. He was given 5 years to live, and now he's on year 12. He has a wife and 4 beautiful children. His main thought behind "Let's Be Beautiful" is how beautiful it would be if the church actually followed Jesus and not a religion. So let's unpack this. I think we're pretty good understanding about these first few lines. Everybody waits for the moment the bride comes out. We open up the doors and we watch her walk down the aisle. Again, men, we are the bride. We are wed to Christ if we acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Now, is she lovely? Is she shining? Is she looking at the one she loves? Are we lovely, guys? What does it mean for us as men to be lovely? The first thing I think of is simple. Do we smile? A smile not only tells something about a person, but it also has the contagious power to encourage someone. Think of a time that you were encouraged by someone's smile. Is she shining? Do we shine the light of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us? Or do we put a lampshade of the world on it, which sucks the joy out of people? Don't get me wrong, there are days when life is tough and we aren't focused on letting the light out. So when we're having these tough days, which we know we do, are we looking for someone with a smile or a lampshade? Someone will encourage us. Someone will spur us on in our faith. Let us be that person for someone else. Here comes the tough one. Is she looking at the one she loves? Are our eyes fixed on Jesus? Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with the endurance the race that is set before us. Now listen closely to this part. Looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus had tough times too, guys. We just heard that he endured the cross. Having his hands and feet pierced was not an easy day. But he knew the joy that was set before him, just like each of us should know if we are following Christ. This eternal perspective will grant us joy during the toughest of our days. This is possible because of God's perfect and beautiful plan of redemption, which provides a way for us to have a relationship with Him through the sacrifice of His one and only Son, who served as a substitute for our sins, so that He can now look upon us through the shed blood of Christ, and it was nothing that you or I did. Our part is to respond to His affectionate call by confessing with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe that He was raised from the dead, and then we are saved. It's that straightforward, guys. Everybody's watching. What are we all about? I mentioned in this talk earlier, people are watching. What are they seeing? This is a huge one for us, man. Integrity. Are we the same person in public as we are behind closed doors? As Mike Guerra would say, are we who we say we are? When we open up the doors is religion that all walks out. I picture a Pharisee in his robe walking out the door when he mentions religion here. A Pharisee is that person that becomes so fixated on the part of the law that he misses having a relationship with Jesus because he's threatened by the whole truth. We don't want to just be talk. We want to have it in our walk. If we don't have a relationship with the creator of the religion, then we're in trouble. Matthew 5:20 says, "For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom." Ouch. Reality check, men. So what walks out the doors when we leave in the morning to go to work? Is it just a cross that hangs around our neck, tattoo of Scripture, the bumper sticker on our car? Or is it someone that has a relationship with Christ and lives out the fact that we've been saved by grace and we extend that grace to others and we choose to love others? Are we lovely? Are we shining? Are we looking at the one we love? Or is glory divided because we're looking at ourselves too much? This one causes us to look in the mirror. Is His glory divided because we're looking at ourselves too much? What is our motivation in everything we do, guys? To accomplish our will or the will of the Father, which brings Him glory? I know His will isn't always easy to discern. It wasn't until I started waking up every morning and praying a short, simple prayer before I read the Bible that I saw a change in the way I live my life. Lord, I die to myself and my needs, my wants, and my desires. Show me your will. Again, Lord, I die to myself today and my needs, my wants, my desires. Show me your will. This helped to start the day with a God perspective to look for His will and not my own. So let's be beautiful. With love so radical. Guess what word sticks out here for me? Radical. With love so radical. I live my life radically in all aspects. My email signature is even radically living has radical rewards. I remember when this started to click for me. I heard Pastor David Platt speak about his book Radical. And he articulated the desire that was in me that I wasn't able to put in words, that I wasn't able to express in words. See, living radically is not living radically at all. It's called biblical living. Before I responded to his affectionate call, I described the way I live my life as all in. That was actually an obstacle for me when I was in the process of responding to his call. I didn't want to change. Christians were boring and lame, so I thought. Then God put a man in my life who would later become my brother-in-law. He lived his life with integrity, and he remained faithful in his pursuit of Christ throughout the process of his everyday life, whether it meant being a husband, a father, a friend, and even including his careers as a state trooper, a prosecutor, and a lawyer. Even a lawyer, Jim. I'm not putting him on a pedestal, and I'm not saying he was sinless. We know that's not possible. But he did show me that living an authentic Christian life didn't have to be boring and lame. He showed me that I could still live all in. I just needed a redirection of my affection and how I lived all in. As my walk furthered with Christ, my perspective began to change. Reading the Bible showed me how radical those were who walked with Jesus. This helped me to understand it as biblical living. Full of compassion, oh, what would happen if we were powerful from grace that overflows? Do we truly believe and understand the power we possess by having the Holy Spirit living inside of us as believers in Jesus Christ? Romans 8:11 says, "If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you." It's amazing how my life changed even more when I came to understand and believe this biblical truth. My radical abandonment for Christ was not haphazard, and it wasn't my own doing. I truly believe that when I step out in faith, I cannot fail. Life by the Spirit, there is no other way. The confidence that comes with living this truth out is unbelievable. I would have never sold our dream house to move our family into an old dirty church building with no heat, no air conditioning, to start an outreach ministry. I obeyed His call, and it was an amazing few years. Was it easy? No. Was it worth it? Yes. Love into action. Oh, what would happen if we were beautiful? We could be the body of the invisible God, shining the light in places where hope is gone. Are we courageous? Are we fearless? Are we following the one we love? With love contagious, that frees us to hope and to trust. It's go time, man. Love into action. Be the body of the invisible God. Always remember that you may be the first Bible that someone reads because of your beauty, which is the reflection of Jesus Christ. Guys, we need to start with our wives and our children. If we don't have either of those, then how about our neighbors? Yes, even the ones with those annoying dogs. How do we love them like the Lord has commanded us to? Matthew 22:36-40. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbors as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." So a quick check, guys. How are we doing? What are our neighbors' names? Do they have kids? If they do, what's their kids' names? And the big one, how can we love them? How do they need help? How can we serve them? Shining light and giving people hope is beautiful. Remember, we could be the body of the invisible God, shining in a light in places where hope is gone. And we are courageous. Are we courageous? Are we fearless? Are we following the one we love with love contagious that frees us to hope and to trust? Let's pray, man. Father, oh, there a revolution has begun, Lord, may it be. Oh, here a revolution has begun. Oh, there a revolution is His love, Lord, may it be. Oh, here a revolution is His love. Oh, come on, let's leave our fears here at the door. Lord, may it be. Oh, come on, let's leave our here fears at these doors, man. Oh, come on, we're invited to more. Lord, thank You for the invitation to more. More opportunities to serve You and bring You glory. Search our hearts, O Lord. Amen.